stock market predict who will win the presidential election? And does it care who actually wins it? That's the subject of this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. I'm Scott Inman. It is a common topic of conversation in our client meeting rooms this year. Yeah, the stock market is soaring in 2024, but what about the election? Will it impact the markets? Investors in the stock market like certainty, and that's hard to come by with anything in life, but especially elections. However, with Super Tuesday now in our rearview mirror, there is some certainty about the two major party nominees. President Biden and former President Trump are headed for a rematch of the 2020 election. And polls show another tight race. Stock market history tells us that the market performs well in a presidential election year, no matter who wins. Since 1952, the S&P 500 index is up on average 7.3% in an election year, and the index has been positive in 83% of those years. Market history also tells us the low point of the year is usually in the first quarter, often in March. So you could argue that the certainty of Super Tuesday helps markets go higher. Take a look at this chart from LPL Research. Now, this graph shows the S&P returns in all election years by month since 1952. The blue line is all election years. The orange line is re-election years only. The gray line is when there is a Democrat incumbent. And the black line represents when we have a Republican incumbent. Now, you can see the trajectories are all pretty similar. There's a swoon in the first quarter, and returns are then better in the final three quarters. You can see that returns are best during re-election years, followed by when there's a Democrat incumbent. Now, keep in mind, it doesn't matter who wins here, just that the incumbent is running. Historical performance of the stock market does suggest that the incumbent may have an advantage this year, though. Since the first occurrence of Super Tuesday in 1976, if the market was up year-to-date on Super Tuesday, the incumbent won re-election 4 out of 5 times. If it was lower on Super Tuesday, the incumbent lost in 6 out of 7 elections. You can argue here that if Americans feel pretty good about the economy, they'll vote for the incumbent. But if they don't, they won't. Finally, let's muddy the water even more, getting specific about this election. LPL Research examined how the market has reacted to each candidate's probability of winning the election. More specifically, they analyzed the correlation between the daily percent change of the S&P 500 and the daily percent change of President Biden and former President Trump's probabilities of winning based on odds from predictit.org. So the market has tended to rise when Trump's chances rise and fall when Biden's chances rise. Of course, this cannot be analyzed in a vacuum. There are lots of other factors that can cause the market to rise and fall on a daily basis. But what we can take away from this research is that just because it's a presidential election year does not mean the market will go down. In fact, there's evidence to suggest the opposite. And no matter who you're voting for in November, there's no reason to align your investment strategy with your politics. Your financial plan should be based on facts, not feelings. Thanks for listening.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.